We got Eastside Pride Festivals happening at Grandview Park this Saturday at 12 o'clock. So check that out. And what else do we got here?
Vancouver Mural Festival Mount Pleasant Street Party is happening August 10th to 13th. And it's free for all ages.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Okay, so let's get some more female content on here. And you're going to tell me about Kansas Lee.
Okay. I'm not sure where she's based out of. Maybe Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, another great artist that I met at the festival. And yeah, spellbounding voice and just an amazing singer-songwriter. You'll see with this next song. Just, yeah, totally captivating performance.
Couldn't even hear the sound of my own heart beating.
That was The Fallers by Rachel Cardillo. Yes, tell me about Rachel.
Rachel, I met through a songwriting workshop, actually. She was kind of teaching it. And, yeah, just an amazing artist and mentor. And it was really cool to, it was great to see her perform live at the Tiny Lights Festival. And, yeah, just amazing how she would be performing on stage and then have the audience jump in and sing like some, like a choir, some harmonies, and then she'd just be right back into it on her violin and have people in like the palm of her hand. It was just, yeah, beautiful to witness.
Nice. And we have a mutual friend here. Graham Strang.
Yeah, the one and only Graham Strang.
Yeah. So we were talking while the song was playing. Yeah, so I met Graham from the tribute band. Yes.
Alive and Kissing.
Alive and Kissing. What? So have you seen them play?
I haven't yet, but I really want to.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Okay, so tell me, how did you meet Graham?
Through kind of the Maple Ridge music scene. That's where he's based out of. Actually, I think it was from an open mic. Mm-hmm. My friend Pam Burns, she runs an open mic at Rocky Point Spirits, and she's just an amazing magnet for musicians, just has really great energy. Anyhow, I met Graham through her, and Graham was doing a little bit of touring, and I was kind of starting out touring as well, and so I approached him and said, "Hey, man, like, why don't we join forces and let's try a tour along the Sunshine Coast and Vancouver Island?" So, we kind of traveled together and played a number of shows, and it was one of the best experiences I've had in my life. It was amazing.
Great, and we're gonna play one of Graham's song right now. Here's "Once I Thought."
Once I thought we had it all, but I mistook your rhymes and rhythms for our song. With every waking minute, your memory burns like fire in my soul. And I can't forget that night that we shared our promises, our longings, and our fears. We swore it'd last forever. We didn't know that time had other plans. I wish I could be back in your arms. I long for the days when we were young. Turn back the clock to our day before time went and took your heart away. Understanding open arms that they couldn't occupy with sympathetic ways. When every sound's a cannon, you think your words can't do a goddamn thing. I wish I could be back in your arms. I long for the days when we were young. We were young. time went and took your heart away.
This is Bird Note. The familiar sound of the red-winged blackbird is a reminder of the return of spring. And they're the theme bird for this year's Blackbirders Week, which begins today. I'm Deja Perkins, and I help organize the event. Growing up in the Great Lakes region, the red-winged blackbird was a familiar face in any marshy area, Phragmites-ridden roadside, or lakefront drive. Three words that define me also define the red-winged blackbird. Bold, beautiful, and black. Bold is the way that we fiercely defend our territories and community. Red-winged blackbirds spend more than a quarter of their time defending their territories, loudly protesting intruders, and sometimes going after those much larger and more powerful than themselves. We are bold and beautiful, just for existing. But those words also define the matching splash of red and yellow gracing the wing of the otherwise differently colored male and female. As a year-round resident of North America, the red-winged blackbird has the potential to connect us all, no matter where we live. Let the red-winged blackbird be a reminder to embrace being bold, beautiful, and black. Join us as we fly full circle for Blackbirders Week 2023. Follow our hashtag, Blackbirders Week 2023, to learn how to participate.
And that was the red-winged blackbird, and Etienne has a story about that, which is so amazing.
Yeah, they're like one of my favorite bird sounds. And just quickly, if you hear the studio version of Courtney Shorelines, the producer... kind of specialized in other ambient sounds on tracks and stuff. And we were going through a bunch of them, and I stopped him, and I was like, it has to be this one that we put at the beginning because it had a red-winged blackbird in it.
Yeah, can you do the sound effect? Because you said the bird note one didn't really...
Yeah, it sounded different on the track because they're kind of like... when they're like almost missing a note. But yeah, they just sound so beautiful. I love them.
Awesome. Okay, and you're going to play the last live song here. Tell me about this one.
Okay, well, this song goes out to anybody that's worked a job that they really hated. This is a tune that I wrote called Chasing Dreams. It's going to be on my new project that I'm working on right now. And yeah, it's kind of funky tune.
You need
is deep. Cause life ain't living unless you're home. Bleeding for your dreams.
That is amazing. And I'm digging the little glass thing that you have to make that sound effect. Is that, what are you using for your finger there?
Yeah, it's a slide piece. So it's just a piece of glass. They come in different types of metal as well. And back in the day, actually, a kind of a cool bar trick. You can do that with a shot glass, too. So
right.
If you're performing and ask someone for a shot glass.
Do that right on.
Yeah, yeah. You can. It just makes the guitar kind of cry and scream almost. It's a cool sound.
Amazing. Okay, so let's talk about your mom.
Okay, sure.
Yes. So I met your mom, and I didn't know that she was related to you.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, you've met my mom before. I was like, I have. I was like, oh, what? And then we have the same name, Linda. And she came to our 20th CJSF anniversary party, and she's amazing. And I love your mom.
I love my mom too.
I know, right? So shout out to moms.
Yeah, moms.
Listening. Yes. So like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, did she influence you listening to music?
She definitely opened my ears a lot. Like when I was a little kid, she loved like Crystal Gayle, Shania Twain, Tracy Chapman, all of these artists would be, you know, playing through the stereo. And I'd be listening to that, or Andrea Bocelli, Celine Dion, James Taylor. So I had a lot of variety, along with like traditional Indian music as well, that I'd be listening to. So yeah, I grew up with a lot of different types of music, and I think that's just kind of.
So where's your family from originally? Like,
all over the place.
Yeah.
My dad is from Trinidad, in the Caribbean, and my mom is half British, half Guyanese.
Ah, interesting. Interesting mix there. And your name, Etienne, I had to look it up on Google here. Etienne is a masculine name of French origin inspired by the Greek Stephanos, meaning crown and garland. With its soft and romantic chime, Etienne leads an oh-so-dapper name for the most debonair of babies.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that last part.
Yeah. So did she ever put you in a little bow tie when you were a baby?
I actually had like a cowboy bow tie that she
really.
Put me in. Yeah, you know those little like the round metal ones.
Yes.
Like the dangly thing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good job, Mom. Very very cute. Okay. So we're almost at the end of the show here, and you got to tell people like what gigs are coming up for you.
I have a great one coming up in West Van. I'll be playing at the Harmony Arts Festival. I think that's August 6th.
Around there,
August 6th or 10th. I can't remember exactly now. But, I'll be playing then. But most of my focus is going to be producing an album.
Yes.
So a huge shout out to Canada Council for the Arts, who I was awarded a grant. And I just finished all the demos. It's looking like 12 songs. So,
oh, amazing!
Yeah, I can't wait, because the last thing I put out was my EP Better Man on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been itching to get back into the studio to record and share some more of my stories with everybody.
Yes. Okay. So tell people on your socials where could they find you?
Just my name, Etienne Sue.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of across the board on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Etienne Sieew. So if you just Google that, you'll find me, and just keep in touch with me, and you'll see kind of what I'm doing with music and where I'm performing and where I'm starting to record my album.
Well, thank you, Etienne, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby. And thank you, too, Chef, for helping with the announcements. Here's Courtney Shorelines, right? And we'll hear those little bird noises.
Yes.
There they are. All right, we'll catch y'all next week. Bye! Show is a hip-hop show called Next Up, so stay tuned for that.